Today we say hello to our listeners on WTRH in Ramsey, Illinois. Folks there know that just a few miles to the south, one of the nation's first roads once linked Illinois with the East Coast. But to call this a road may be a great overstatement. The story of a road that needed a lot of road work is this edition of the American Countryside. In the 1820s and 1830s, the states of Ohio and Indiana made steady progress on building the National Road, what some might call our nation's first interstate highway. Some portions were graveled or paved in the cities. Mary Truett resided in the terminus of the road, Vandalia, Illinois.
Oh, it was very different over here in Illinois, because William Greenup, who lived here in Vandalia, was the first superintendent of the road here in Illinois. Other places, you had to cut all the trees down even with the roadbed. He said, oh, this is a waste of time.
Today we complain of potholes. The pioneers complained of something else, thanks to Mr. Greenup.
A Conestoga will clear a 15-inch stump. So that's what they did.
Of course, not everyone traveling the National Road was riding in a Conestoga wagon.
So as they forded the Wabash to get into Illinois, here were all these stumps sitting right in the middle of the road. Now, the Conestogas could run right over them, but the family wagons and the carriages all had to be very careful not to fall over a stump. They had to dash around them.
The road was finally completed to Vandalia. However, by the time it arrived here, people may have been looking to go somewhere else.
It got here just before they moved our capital from here to Springfield. If we had not had the road, you and I would not be sitting here today, because this town would have fallen off the face of the earth. It was built for government, nothing else.
The city, though, does exist, a thriving town on Interstate 70, a road that traverses some of the same route the National Road once did. Traveling the countryside in Vandalia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.